Mike, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Earlier this morning, we were talking with Bob Shepard from Clean Air, Cool Planet, and I was telling him it's like Mardi Gras for General Motors. So many good things have been happening this week. It must be fun to see everything that's been going on with the stocks being made available and with the Volt being named a Motor Trend Car of the Year. Just so many cool things.
It has been a blast, and what a difference a year makes.
And you know what's interesting, too, is the electric vehicle is getting a lot of play, especially here in mid-Michigan. There have been a lot of efforts by the Lansing Board of Water and Light and Consumers Power to get the word out on these recharging power stations that will be made available at public locations, but also privately, which can create some tax savings for folks. So the vehicle, it's coming soon. You're going to be able to find power for it, and that must be exciting for you.
It really is, Tony. And as you could probably well anticipate, we work closely with the utilities to try to make these things happen. And in a sense, the technology with the vehicles has sort of outpaced the infrastructure when you start looking at it that way. So we really have a lot of interaction with the utilities as we are doing in Lansing and all across the country, for that matter, to make this technology available to people in the most practical ways possible.
Well, I find it interesting that the Board of Water and Light's been really aggressive and proactive in being one of the first to jump on board with this and seeing how some of these recharging stations work. It's almost like putting gas into your tank. So while you're at the shopping mall or while you're at work or obviously while you're at home, it'll be easy to plug in and recharge your vehicle.
Absolutely. And you know, we've done a lot of work to figure out how to get the best bang for the investment dollar on the infrastructure play here. But you know, people spend most of their time at home or at work. So if we can get the home infrastructure right, if we can get the work infrastructure right, that'll solve a lot of the availability issues.
And you know what's interesting, as we were talking with Bob Shepard about the same idea, is that to get folks to do this maybe for the sake of the environment isn't as motivating as saving money.
Yep. No, we've had a lot of those same conversations with some of the folks that we've been working with, like Bob and some of his colleagues from the not-for-profits. And you know, that's you stole the words out of my mouth. I've used that same analogy that when you start talking to people about, you know, the intricacies of global climate change, their eyes kind of glaze over in some cases. But when you start talking to them about practical things like how they can save money and help with energy security, their ears perk up because it means something to them.
There are segments of the media that say that it's all nonsense and it's not real when you talk about what's happening to the planet, when you talk about trying to conserve or trying to push agendas of a cleaner environment and going green. What's your take on that?
You know, Tony, I'm not a climate scientist, so I wouldn't presume to get into the details of the science of it, but I can tell you this. I mean, common sense tells you that we all leave a footprint when we walk on this planet. So everything we can do as a car company that's going to reduce CO2, that's going to reduce emissions from our vehicles, our plants, and everything we can do to help the communities that we live in, work in, to do a better job with energy efficiency, that's a good thing. And so that's what this is all about. Really, this program that we announced yesterday to invest $40 million in communities across America is really an extension of a lot of the things we've been doing internally as a company. The Lansing Delta Township's a great example of the kinds of things we've done as a company to set a leadership pace for environmental management.
What's this mean? You're going to put $40 million into various clean energy projects throughout America. Let's talk about the 8 million tons of carbon emissions. What's that mean? I can't see it, but what's that mean to the people?
Yeah, it's really a good question because it's difficult for people to get their hands around this. You can't see carbon. 8 million tons equates to roughly all the emissions, all the carbon, all the CO2 that all of the Chevrolets made between now and the end of 2011, depending on who you talk to. It's 1.8, 1.9 million Chevys. will be built in that time, and all of the driving associated with all those Chevys would basically be neutralized if we implement this $40 million investment to reduce carbon dioxide. That's sort of how the math works. In practical terms, you can look at it as it's like planting a forest the size of Yellowstone. It's like reducing or eliminating the CO2 associated with powering up a million homes. This is a big investment.
All right. Well, before we let you go, talk about where some of these projects are going to be. Is there going to be any in the mid-Michigan area? And talk about a couple of the projects.
You know, we have left open. We worked really on process with the stakeholders that we really wanted to make sure we had a thoughtful way of going about thinking of making these investments. And quite frankly, the stakeholders have helped us a lot because they have a lot of expertise on energy saving ideas, alternative energy and renewable energy ideas. We have not closed the door on any options at this point. My view is let the best ideas win, and I'm confident we're going to get a lot of proposals from the mid-Michigan area in terms of things we can do to help out in a big way. And for us, the bottom line, Tony, is to make these investments in places where we can have the most impact and have the greatest savings and help the community the most. So I'm sure we're going to invite any and all proposals from any of our Michigan plant cities in particular.
All right, Mike, for people who want to know more about this project, where can they get the info?
You know, there are two places. Tony, Chevy.com will provide people with an easy way to link up to this information. And then there's a more specific website that's been created by Chevrolet for this project, and it's called ChevyCarbonReduction.com. So this is going to be open to the public to check out how we're doing and provide ideas.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, Tony. Thanks very much.